Joining me in studio is our two very, very special guests right here in Collingwood. There's a charitable organization, Living Better with Parkinson's. Over the next decade, almost 2% of the North American population over 60 years of age will be living with Parkinson's disease. That's more than multiple sclerosis, muscular dystrophy, and ALS combined. Living Better with Parkinson's is a grassroots organization committed to improving the quality of life for people living with Parkinson's disease, as well as for their caregivers. Penny, you're the co-founder. Welcome to our show.
Nice to be here.
And also we have the executive director, Kathy. Say hello.
Hi, Daniel. Thanks so much for having us.
Absolutely. It's our pleasure. Back to you, Penny. You're one of the co-founders of this terrific organization. Tell us the story. How did this program come about?
Well, it started with the Halls, who are great philanthropists in the town, and they gave a sizable donation to the hospital for an innovation fund. And it was an innovation fund was to be something that was out of the ordinary, was not funded by hospital sources. So they started it with just a grassroots of two or three other people. I knew the Halls because we had a lot of family connections between they and I and so on, and I had Parkinson's, so I met the bill. So I phoned them up and said, did they want any help? You know, and yes, we certainly do. So we started, and we had about five of us, I think, all together, and it was flying by the seat of our pants, let's say.
So successful immediately.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
But big
we
demand.
Also had to come up with a website. Well, not being computer literate, it's not easy to come up with a website, but that got done. And then Kathy came on board, and we were sort of not focused. We were at a plateau and we were going in different directions, and what'll we do next? And blah, blah. It's Kathy, she got us all straightened out.
Kathy, why don't you take over from there and
okay.
Let us know how this thing evolved into what it is today.
Well, it was actually, I received I think it was a phone call or an email from Penny. It was over a year now, and Penny had initially contacted me. I've done a lot, organized a number of fundraisers over the years in this community or in these communities, and Penny had, I guess I had been recommended to Penny, and then the fundraiser, of course, is what's coming up very shortly.
Yeah, who's taking part in that fundraiser?
Maybe it's this guy who plays the piano really well. I don't know.
Yeah. Never heard of him.
This other fellow that sings pretty well. Anyway, yeah. So you know, you graciously had offered up your professional gifts, and so then you and I connected, and then I think it was about 2 weeks later. Where, you know, the organizers at the time said, wait a second, we actually could use somebody part-time to really run this show. Mm-hmm. So I've been hired as a part-time executive director, but of course with grassroots organizations, nothing's part-time.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it's very full-time.
It's a full-time,
yeah,
yes.
And it's really exciting because there's so much demand and there's a lot of, over this past year, I've seen so much growth and development. There's a huge need. It's work that I'm incredibly passionate about, so it's a real pleasure to be involved with this organization.
Now that I have you, Kathy, could you walk us through some of the activities and how they benefit the people taking part in this program? I know you've partnered with numerous facilities, the Collingwood Squash and Fitness Center.
Mm-hmm.
Can you walk us through a typical exercise?
Sure. Well, you got to remember, you know, we've been living through a pandemic, so it's been a little bit challenging to offer in-person programs. And since my time, and, you know, we've really been only up and running for just over a year, received charitable status last year in February.
Congrats.
Yeah.
No, that was,
that's a
that
huge,
was before
that's
my
really
time, and that was
huge
amazing.
Success, yes.
Yeah, it's terrific.
Good for you.
And so we, based on the SafeX program, which Penny, I think you were involved in,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's been proven over and over again. If you look at any research in terms of maintaining and actually increasing the quality of life for people living with Parkinson's disease, exercise is on top of the list.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we're really all about. We're really, that's one of our primary pillars is to promote regular exercise and increase exercise on a daily basis. So got in touch with one of the trainers, Natalie, and Natalie put together a great program. And yes, we ran it out of the center, and it was a great program. It wasn't as well received as it could have been, and I think it's primarily because of COVID. People were a little nervous about right. getting into a confined area, mm-hmm. even though the maximum was 6 participants at any given program. So we're actually offering it again starting in June. There'll be programs. All the information is available on the website. So, and if anyone's interested in having more of a conversation about it, they can contact me or Natalie directly.
The importance of movement has been stressed in numerous research studies. I know astronauts, when they're out in a weightless environment, they eventually suffer from muscular atrophy. Mm-hmm. So you have numerous other programs. You have dancing, yoga, meditation, mm-hmm. I saw on the website. Mm-hmm. Are these a functional strategy? Do people sign up to one program, or do you recommend numerous programs
for your participants? We recommend numerous programs. However, Penny, maybe you want to speak to what works for you from your point of view.
Yeah, Penny, I think you were the first guinea pig of this program.
Well, it was one of them. I think it was 12, wasn't there?
In the SafeX program.
In the SafeX program, okay. Yeah. And they had you with your eyes closed doing lunges.
Doing what? Lunges?
Lunges.
Lunges,
yeah.
Yes.
Because they're trying to, the plasticity of the brain, to train it to do things that you don't usually do.
Okay. Yeah.
Sorry, I'm not holding the microphone very well. What else? Oh, the dancing. They have... they recommend that you do half an hour every single day, and something, it can be dancing, it can be boxing, because that's proven to be really good for people with Parkinson's, for balance. And so the dancing is now zoomed right across Canada, and they've got everybody buying into that at 11 o'clock every morning. You can do half an hour with trained dancers, and they're fabulous. So...
Wonderful. Where do these take place?
These take place on Zoom.
On Zoom?
Yeah.
Wonderful.
They got people from New Brunswick to, you know, the whole country's represented. Yeah.
Great. Kathy, you had touched upon the this big event coming up, May 29th, Sunday, May 29th at Trinity United Church. Another one of our hosts is taking part. I'm taking part. I'm so excited about it. Dean Holland from our sister station, Zoomer Radio, is also taking part, and we've got a nice jazzy program up ahead. Can you tell us a little bit about, the excitement behind this charitable event?
Well, I'm... personally and professionally extraordinarily excited.
Yeah,
I had the great pleasure of attending a concert last August, listening to you and at our neighbors, the McLeans, and it was an extraordinary afternoon. We threaded the needle with the weather, didn't we, that day? It was so beautiful.
We're indoors.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's right. Yeah, now we're indoors. The windows will be wide open at the church. So, and then I think when you and I first got together, we were talking about who might you work with. And then I've known Dean for a very long time. He and I have worked on a number of different programs and projects together. He is extraordinary. And I'm just so delighted, the two of you. I can't wait to see the two of you on stage, because you've been keeping it a secret. And
we are.
Yeah.
And Dean will be here to talk more about it very soon. For more information, thank you, Kathy. Thank you, Penny, for taking the time to join us here on the Jukebox today. For more information about these fitness programs, the dancing, the yoga, the meditation, livingbetterwithparkinsons.ca. That is the website, livingbetterwithparkinsons.ca. You can learn all about it, all of the latest research, the founders, the incredible programs you have come up with here. It's all on the website. Thank you for joining us today.
Well, thank you so much. Pleasure.
Yeah. Well, that was painless.
Yeah. It's always painless.
Yeah.
It was fun, and we got